flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
My last time that I played down there, and like it was the opening kickoff, and we played them on a Sunday night.
Right, is this the song we were talking about earlier?
Yeah,
this is halftime.
This is a Ying Yang Twins song. Okay,
we played them on a Sunday night, and this like for opening kickoff, and I was on the return team. That place was rocking too.
Yeah.
Oh, it was rocking that night.
People need to bring back marching bands and songs.
The whole stadium, it was rocking that night, man. Phillip, Drew Brees, and Doc. I remember we were so hyped, Doc. And so the ball was kicked off. And usually when I'm on the kickoff return team, which I wasn't a lot later on, I was like, please be a touchback.
Sure.
Yeah, because this guy is flying down here. They're not blocking him. Yeah. I got to block this big-ass five.
Yeah, and if it's a touchback, you don't have to.
Yeah, and so I'm thinking it's a touchback. Ball goes in the end zone. Here comes Sproles' little ass. No, not Sproles. No, it was Goody. Here come Goody. Yeah, I did. Like, dude, as soon as I turned around, dude hit me right in my damn face.
Oh.
And
how deep in the end zone do you think he was?
No, I think he caught that thing in the tunnel. And he brought the ball out. So I'm not ready. Now, that's one of the things that I always pride about. You got to stay ready.
Sure.
All right? I wasn't ready. I didn't cool down with that cool ass jog, get that cool slow jog.
Yeah, keep your elbows in.
Yeah, keep your elbows
hands
tight
up.
And everything. Yeah. And dude, I turn around and dude hit me dead in my face.
Oof.
And it took me everything not to fall. Like, you know how to, you know, when you stumbling backwards, and I was trying to catch myself because I mean, it's open to kickoff.
Right.
My mama gonna see this.
Right. You know, you're gonna get knocked out on the opening play.
In the face, dude. It took everything. And I stayed up, but damn it, he knocked the hell out of me and then knocked the hell out of Goody.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
So he came right through you and made the tackle?
Oh yeah.
Oh
came
no.
Straight through my face. Came straight through my face.
Where'd they get him? On like the 10-yard line?
It was like the 17.
All right.
It was like the 17.
And that's back when a touchback was 20.
Yeah.
So it's not that
bad. The 17. Yeah, he ran through my damn face.
That's how, as a viewer, I would always, is if they take it in the end zone and get at least to where the touchback would have got him, I'm not mad at you. If you get tackled before the 20, now it's, what is it, the 25?
Yeah.
30? I don't know. Where the hell's the touchback at now? It seems to continue to creep its way up.
35,
but as long as you got back to where the touchback line was, all right,
and
fine.
But that's why I love the song, but I hate the song because that's the last line.
Fair enough.
I got that dude ran straight to my damn face.
I was thinking about marching bands and rap songs recently anyway because, first of all, some of the ones that have them are amazing.
Right.
Morris Brown, Outkast, that one you just played. Trick Daddy has an incredible one. Shut up. Travis Scott. When he performed, that was Travis Scott, right? He performed on the roof. Was he really on the roof? I don't know. It was very cold out. There was a marching band, but the song had no marching band in it. It didn't sound like a marching band.
Really?
To me, it didn't. Maybe I just didn't hear it correctly. But he did the halftime performance at the national championship game, right? That's what that was. And they showed him, and they showed all these people, those tubas, trumpets, drummers, everything you'd want in a marching band. And I didn't hear any. I just heard auto-tune.
Well,
I mean, any marching bands. Maybe they auto-tuned the marching band. It sounded different.
That's what I was saying. Maybe they auto-tuned the marching band.
I was like, oh, great. I can't wait for this sound to happen here. They're reincorporating some marching band music into some. It wasn't there. It was just a marching band for looks.
Yeah.
I think there was a little bit of band right at the beginning.
Was there? Okay.
And they were supposed to, you're supposed to be thinking, or they're trying to make you think that the band was on the field and he was on the roof, which neither were true.
Okay. Got it. Because I was just waiting for the tuba to kick in and like give it a little bit of oomph. And I was like, that's what this song needs.
You can never get enough tuba.
It never happens.
It's a tuba. It's shouty.
There's nothing wrong with a tuba.
A tuba shouty. The tuba thing shouty.
You got a tuba in your song. Your song's probably pretty good.
Yes. Until you have a. Well, he's got really good at it.
He's playing the tuba.
Yeah, he's got better.
I bet he is good at it.
First boy, goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah.
What the heezy's going on?
Kids learning an instrument is not. Music.
No, it's not. It's noise.
It's a lot of noise.
A lot of damn noise.
But it's turned into music?
I just say it's getting better.
Okay, it's not music yet.
I imagine that one's, like, you don't get too many tuba solo performances.
I hope not.
So even when he masters the song, will it sound like the song?
Yeah, he wants to go to the snare drum next year. So I'm like,
that'd
all
be right. Fun.
Good, all yeah. The loud ones.
Yeah, exactly.
But at least with the snare drum, you get, like, one, that little rubber silencer thing.
Yeah.
Because my brother did the snare drum, and we were like, great. Because I did the trumpet. My mom was about ready for nobody to ever play an instrument again. And then Ryan got a drum, but it had the little pad on it, so it's like, not so bad.
Okay, I mean, whatever. You know, I'm all about my, because my baby girl, Kai, she's doing a big chorus performance, this big Georgia musical, whatever thing. It's up at UGA today. And so, yeah, great. She's up there singing, just doing her thing.
Well, that's beautiful. Doing her she's thing. Singing. That yeah, sounds wonderful. Yeah, kids and instruments.
Yeah,
I don't know. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
I'll tell you what, it doesn't take much to get people riled up, and nothing gets people riled up like that argument that was had way back about an hour ago. So there's a person on the text line from the 404 that is under the impression that halftime was actually written for the Saints. This is false. Now, there is some kind of weird video for that song where they are wearing Saints jerseys. One of them's actually got a Braves hat on. I don't think
really?
That's the official music video, though.
Oh,
but it is them.
Uh-huh.
But if you don't want to believe me, just listen to them tell their side of the story.
We catch a lot of flack from Atlanta for that, for them saying we made a song just for the New Orleans Saints. That's a motherfucking lie. We good at making good music. That song came out when Salt Shaker came out.
Right.
They just picked it up. And the whole city of New Orleans told us they self, the elderly people, they said, thanks, said after Katrina, they said, cause of the good Lord and y'all song were why we made or won the Super Bowl. Boom.
And bam. They answered that question.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay.
They're really good at making good music.
Yeah, what do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want from me?
Hey, New Orleans, y'all stop playing my damn song.
What am I supposed
song?
To tell them? No, they're no. Paying us money.
They're paying us money.
Leave
man.
Me alone.
Y'all come, y'all come pay your mortgage.
If you read up about that song, so there was a marching band beat that they were given from somebody in Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But the song was actually written for Falcons fans. But it also turns out Ying Yang Twins aren't even huge football fans anyway, so they probably don't care if their song's being used.
Okay.
You know that they're I'm on their Wikipedia page right now. Not twins. Not even brothers. Just a clever name.
Not even brothers, really.
Did you think they were twins?
No, I've seen them.
Oh, okay.
Could have been brothers, though.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
They're not. Just friends.
Main cousin?
Co-workers. I mean, who knows? It doesn't get too deep into the lineage.
The lineage of them?
Yeah. Despite the name, the duo are not twins, brothers, or related in any way.
Okay.
So, nothing.
Main cousin.
Not even cousins.
No.
Oh. Well, I don't think yin and yang are twins. I don't know.
It's not even, it's the yin yang twins, not the yin yang twins.
So, in the best Super Bowl development, because that's happening in New Orleans next week, brand new digital correspondent for the Super Bowl on Fox during Super Bowl 59 next Sunday, Jameis Winston.
What?
That's good. Digital correspondent. So, I guess they'll go to him on social media and whatnot, and he'll be doing some funny Jameis Winston-isms and whatnot.
That's going to be amazing.
Hopefully, they go to him on the live show because I don't know if I'm going to be on Twitter much or.
No, they need to let Jameis be out in the streets.
Yeah, man on the street.
Man on the
and
street.
Exactly right.
Microphone,
exactly
and right. Microphone and a damn camera.
Jameis conversing with the public.
That's what they need.
That's exactly
what they need.
Yeah, like he they're different guys, but you know what I mean? Kind of same cloth. Like what Marshawn does.
Yes.
You can 100%. Do that with Jameis.
Yeah, and he probably wouldn't curse as much.
Could you do that?
I think you could. Like, because Marshawn's out there like, let me go interview some Amish people about what they're about.
Oh.
Jameis could do that.
100%.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because the Lord says.
Yeah, they probably want to avoid too much of that because they might not agree on everything. But, yeah, let him just kind of go experience different stuff. We'll tape it and then watch him do it.
Yeah, by making him the digital correspondent, that's what I think he's going to be doing, probably outside the Superdome, talking to people from, you know, the city or people that are coming in from the games. But whatever. Give us more.
He was we played something from the podcast that he was on the other day, right, where he told the story about the
– That was Jason Kelsey's late night team.
Crab Legs, right. And then Ryan I can't remember his name. Ryan Clark was next to him. And then the comedian Jim Gaffigan was also there, which was really funny. And I guess Jim Gaffigan played college football, sort of, at like Georgetown or something. And he was trying to downplay it. He was like, these guys are football players. I'm not a football player. Please don't try to include me in this. And he said something about walking on. And James was like, no one cares if a walk-on leaves. He just walk off. It was so great.
That damn James, man.
It was so good.
He's freaking awesome.
He walked on, walked off. We'll continue.
Speaking of making people mad, here's a short little tidbit from Bill Belichick.
Maybe they should name it the Brady Trophy. He won seven of them.
Chuckles. Chuckles. The chuckles mean he was kidding.
By no oh, means my God, serious. No. Yeah.
There you go.
But they should name it like all they have is a Super Bowl MVP. They don't have a name for it.
It's not named for a player?
No, I don't think
and
so.
And has he won the most of them?
Yes.
Gotta be, right?
Yeah, so just make it the Tom Brady Award.
There you go.
He's gonna be there. Give it to him.
He'll be there. He's calling the game.
He's calling the damn game.
Yeah. No,
Freaking Brady's calling the damn Super Bowl. How many times? Who's this guy?
His play-by-play coach, Kevin Burkhardt.
How many times is Kevin Burkhardt going to say, we know you're no stranger to this?
Oh, so many times.
It's going to happen a lot.
How many times is he going to say that?
So many times.
Tom, when you were getting ready for a game, for one of these games.
Nobody played in more Super Bowls than you, Tom.
Yeah,
that'll happen.
How many times is that going to
happen?
Will that
be a prop? Will it be Tom Brady Super Bowl
that
references?
That has to be a prop.
What will be? Will there be more of those, or will there be more of Cameron on Taylor Swift?
Did you hear what Tiki Barber said?
Who cares what Tiki Barber said?
I know, but just this. Ride with me on this one for a minute. He said, because I guess they were having some fun with Saquon and the Giants. Mm-hmm. He was like, boy, did they make a mistake, blah, blah, blah. And Tiki on his show was like, stop making fun of the Giants. Just play it out, whatever. Talk to Falcons fans about not making fun of stuff.
Oh,
okay.
For one
game you had to deal with. And by the way, they blew it. They let Saquon leave. And now look what he's doing. It was a horrible decision. Yeah, talk to me when we're a decade into 28-3 jokes.
They also knew that their team was garbage, and why are they going to give Saquon that money?
Saquon been on the Giants
having the same season.
Yeah, he was on the Giants when he made the playoffs.
I know, but I can't get behind it being a good strategy to let good players leave.
No.
Like, it's not a good team strategy to let good players leave, and they let him leave.
Phil Tiki go to hell.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So y'all going to watch the beginning of the Pro Bowl game tonight?
Hell
no. Else on? No.
I didn't even know it was happening. That's happening tonight?
The flag football game is Sunday.
Okay.
But the Pro Bowl games, which Joey Burrow will be participating in for the first time ever.
In the Pro Bowl?
So y'all are going to watch? Yeah, the Pro Bowl games.
No.
Yeah.
The Hawks are playing the Cavs, man.
No multiple TV action?
Man. We're not doing double TVs for that.
Yeah. No.
So if you need something else to watch this weekend, you can tune into the Royal Rumble that is happening. WWE.
That's what I'm watching.
I'll be watching the Royal Rumble.
You're doing a good job of mentioning things I'm not going to watch this weekend.
I'll be watching the Benitez fight.
Not a whole lot on.
PGA Tour's at Pebble Beach.
You can watch both.
Huh?
The PGA Tour's at Pebble Beach.
Oh, yeah. It's some good fights this weekend.
Wyndham Clark shot a 60 yesterday.
Speaking of WWE, the headliner of the 2025 Hall of Fame class was announced yesterday or this morning. It's going to be Triple H.
Really? He in already? Well,
that's what I said.
Oh,
so
wow.
Triple H is a member of the WWE Hall of Fame as a member of DX, but he has not been inducted as a solo performer. He just recently retired from the ring a couple of years ago.
Oh, I thought he'd been retired, man.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, whatever.
He had the most boring ass finishing move ever.
What, pedigree?
It was boring as hell. The reason it was boring because it did not fit Triple H. It fitted Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Remember? He was a little bit skinnier, is what you mean?
No, like? he was English elitist.
Yeah.
That kind of move.
I can see.
Triple H needed something harder than that. That's the last part of wrestling I know.
There we go. That's a pretty good piece
there
of
we go.
I was watching Wyndham Clark highlights from the 60 that he shot last year at Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach.
It's a great course.
A beautiful course.
Public course. You know, you can play it.
Beautiful course.
And then speaking of Pro Bowls, so Caitlin Clark has bowed out, or she has declined the invitation to do a 3-on-3 or a 3-point shootout for the NBA.
Good.
All-star game.
Good.
But they're not going to be able to market their sport at all.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
People would decline this stuff, right?
Who?
The NBA and the WNBA?
Yeah, she don't need to do it. She don't have no reason to do it. She played for the W. Y'all aren't using me to pump up your boring ass All-Star game weekend.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Because last year's most exciting thing was Sabrina.
That's what I'm saying. I don't need to be a part of that. And the thing about it, I saw somebody say it helped her brand. She's the biggest brand in the W.
Yeah, I think her brand's doing no help. Just
you don't think it would help brand or help with the WNBA brand at all? No,
I don't think so. I mean, I think I would like to watch it. Like, if she was
getting more WNBA fans to watch there,
it would be more likely that more people would watch the 3-point contest if she was a part of it. But yeah, I don't think her brand is
fine.
Doing pretty good now.
She's high.
But yeah, no, I mean, and I mean this with all due respect because this has nothing to do with her. But it's pretty wild that the NBA, like, this is where All-Star Weekend has gotten to, where it's like, dang it, we can't even. Caitlin Clark's not going to be in the 3-point contest. Well, there's nothing to watch.
Nope.
Because, I mean, the 3-point contest is fine, but it's a 3-point contest, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's dudes shooting. You can see it. They don't do, like, 360 3-pointers, you know? Like, in the dunk contest, people do cool tricks and stuff, but you never heard of these
Mac,
guys.
Mac to defend the title, baby!
Dude, if Mac McClung, who's played, he's played less NBA games than he's been in dunk contests, wins for the third time in a row, he's not even in the NBA.
Mac, baby!
It's a shame. But it all goes back to what we talked about earlier. Can't make them care. Can't make them care. Damn, Michael Jordan won the dunk contest. Kobe won the dunk contest. You know what I mean? These guys are some of the all-time greats. Can't be bothered. So sucks. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Yeah, Mac McClung. Get fired up. That's such a great representation of where the NBA is at right now. What's the problem? Mac McClung's the 3-time defending dunk contest winner. That's the problem. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mac.